I wanted to take just a minute to start off by saying just how much I'm getting out of it, how much I'm appreciating the classes we've been having lately. I hadn't considered the distinction Stan made between study and meditation tonight. I hadn't considered what Ron brought up about Romans 8:26 being talking about our spirit, not the Holy Spirit. Tracy mentioned not having thought of the sickness in James to be spiritual sickness instead of physical sickness. And those are great things, to have these things that have never occurred to us brought up by others so that we can examine them and so that we can come to the truth, come to a better understanding. I prepared a lesson, an invitation for tonight, and I decided not to present it because I decided I hadn't thought about it enough. I got caught up studying for a class we didn't have tonight. And so I've got pages on that, and y'all do not want to hear me read that. So instead, I'm going to read a song real quick, and I'm going to comment briefly on it. I don't think we've sung this song here. I want you to sit and listen to the words. In the fruitful tree, there is an apple. Deep within the apple, many seeds. So the Father set all things in order, knowing just what everything would need. You may count the seeds within the apple. You may count the apples on the tree. You may count the trees within the orchard. But who can count the apples in a seed? Do not doubt that someone will believe it, though 100 hear and turn away. For if only one heart will receive it, through the one, 1,000 may obey. It may be a gentleman of 90, it may be a child of only 10. Sow the precious seed for the Almighty. You can watch it multiply again. Who can count the apples in a seed? Who can say how much fruit will grow? Who can say how far the word will go? Who can know the harvest of tomorrow? Who can count the apples in a seed? It's a beautiful sentiment in this song. It's a sentiment we can see bore out in the parable of the sower. The sower went out and he sowed a seed, and some of the seed got eaten. Some of the seed got choked out. But some of the seed gained different folds, as much as 100-fold. And as sowers of the seed, we don't have the ability to just look across the room and judge the soil. We have to sow the seed. And we don't know which of those seeds is going to yield, but if it yields, it may yield another sower that sows even more than you do. And by that, you produce so much more fruit than you would have by yourself. However, if you are judgmental and don't sow the seed broadly, you may miss a spot of the most fertile ground there is. If you have not been the fertile tree with the many apples, spreading the many seeds that you should be, then ask God for forgiveness and redirect your life. If that seed is sprouted in you tonight and you need to come forward and confess Jesus as your Lord and the Son of God and be baptized and to join the Christian family, then come forward also as we stand and sing.